Hello and welcome to another podcast by Adam Jaffrey. This is cast number 26 and today I'd like to talk about brand perception, brand image and how it relates to a company's overall strategy. Now there's an old saying in marketing that goes something along the lines of brand is a commitment, not a campaign. And it holds so much wisdom in just those few words. A lot of companies unfortunately still treat their brand and consumers' perception of that brand as a campaign. They will change the strategy behind it on a year-on-year basis. A lot of companies still will go think along the lines of, we'll try and do this year, and if that doesn't work, we'll try and do something else next year. But there's a thing in branding that it's somewhat sticky. What happens to thoughts and images and perceptions about your brand is they stick to it, and consumers are not stupid. The brand image will continue to persevere, even, you know, year on year or going into the future. And it's very difficult, actually, to reverse something that's happened to your brand. Once a consumer gets a thought or a perception about, not necessarily even a brand, just anything in general, there's something that is known as confirmation bias. Have a look at it on the internet if you're interested. But it's a really interesting theory in psychology where we will look for, when we look for, or when we interpret new information about something, after we've already formed an opinion on it, we will rate parts of that information higher than other parts. And what we tend to do is, in this theory, confirmation bias, we actually rate information that confirms our own opinion more highly than information that disproves it. So once we have formed an opinion about something, it's actually harder to change that opinion because we are looking for, when we look at more information, we're actually looking for new information to prove that we are right rather than prove we are wrong. So keeping that in mind, brands need to think about what long-term impact their actions are going to have on consumer perceptions of their brand. So this needs to be incorporated when a company is developing its strategy. They need to think about what the long-term implications on their brand, what the long-term implications of that strategy, what that is going to have on their brand. In essence, a company's strategy should be intermingled with the company's brand strategy. And this relates to a cast that I did a couple of months ago about branding being the job of the CEO. And I think it backs up that point further because it is saying that the company's overall vision, the company's overall strategy, in essence, everything that a company does impacts its brand. And that means that their overall strategy and everything the company does needs to be considered because it will impact the long-term perceptions that consumers have about that company and brand. This can include things like advertising materials and promotional activities. Those are probably the most common and easily thought of ones. But it can include things like every interaction that a customer has with that brand. So customer service can be a point of purchase interaction, can be a complaint, the way we deal with complaints as a company. It can be things like what colour our company uniform is, or what our uniform looks like for, you know, if it's like a retail chain or something like that. If it's a product, whereabouts our product is stocked, what you know, distribution strategy we're taking. It can include things like what our employees do whilst they are wearing uniform or our logo on their t-shirt or whatever, when they're not on company time, so their lunch break, but they may be behaving inappropriately. That can impact our brand, and like I said, it is sticky. So consumers will actually relate all of those things, anything that has an association to our brand. Whether it's true or whether it's not, doesn't matter. But consumers will link those things in their semantic memory with the brand knowledge about our brand. And we need to be very careful, like I said, as marketers, to consider what those things are. Now, you may wonder, or you may have thought that some of those things are out of our control, and that is completely true. Consumers can jump on social networks, or they can boycott our product, or whatever. There's only a certain extent to which we can prevent that, and that's to please them and fix their problem or whatever. But some people have a problem with our products, and there's nothing that we can do to fix that. And there's minimal amounts of things that we can do to fix that. But in a lot of scenarios, there are things that we can do, and ways that we can behave, and promotional activities, and whatever. Things that we can do as brand managers to control the way that consumers perceive our brand. And like I said, everything that the company does will impact that consumer's perception. So the key lesson from this cast is brand managers need to consider... Not brand managers. Every person associated with your brand and your company needs to consider the way their implications will impact the long-term perceptions of that company's brand. And I think that is quite a profound statement, and something that all employees, all workers, and everybody associated with your company and brand need to consider. I'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening to another podcast by Adam Jaffrey. I'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.